This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's catch up with our man Jason Longshore, Carl, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Him and Mike Conti will have the call high atop Mercedes-Benz for the Wayne Rooney Show as DC United rolls in. Jason, man, are we just, is this our lot in life? We're just going to have teams playing that kind of defensive style, trying to grind it out against us. How do we break this up and get back to that high-flying offense everybody wants to see?
You know, I think it could start this week. I'm not expecting DC United to sit back. They've been playing a 4-1-4-1 type of shape here in recent weeks. They don't have a lot of defensively minded central midfielders. They've been playing 18-year-old Chris Durkin, who is one of the top young prospects in the league. He's been doing a good job as a number six, as a defensive midfielder in front of the back line. They don't really have anybody to pair with him. So generally, it's a more attack-minded DC group with four attack-minded midfielders behind the forward. I'm not expecting them to change that tomorrow, especially if Wayne Rooney's able to start.
Well, that's the question I have. And for, you know, people who are not familiar with Wayne Rooney, give us his history, and then what is he now? What, where is his lot in life as far as what kind of player we expect to see tomorrow?
Wayne Rooney is a polarizing figure. You know, I think a lot of people expected him to be the greatest ever English player, and he's a very, very good player. He's had a very, very good career, almost 400 matches with Manchester United, nearly 200 goals scored with them. He's also played about another 100 with Everton, scored 25 goals with them. He's 32 years old. He's maybe a little bit older than a typical 32-year-old because he broke into the first team in the Premier League at 16 years old. So he's got a lot of miles on him. However, as he's gotten older, he's been a player who's also adapted his game. And it was really interesting watching him in his debut for DC United last week. He's a smart player who can play as a forward but drop into the midfield, almost like a false nine type of forward who can drop in and combine. And he was involved with two goals last week in the build-up to it. I think he makes DC United a much more dangerous team because they've had the midfielders. They just haven't had the forward that can combine with them. I think Rooney's experience will be a good fit.
So, again, he's kind of gone from the scorer to the facilitator, if you will. Jason Longshore with us here, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Follow him at Longshoe, by the way, on Twitter, and get up to speed on what's going on with United. Eric Rometty, when do we see him in action?
I think he could be in the 18 tomorrow, and if this was a match that was maybe a couple more weeks down the road, I think it's a good match for him to get some playing time in. I don't know how much he gets tomorrow because he's only had 1 week of training with the team, so fitness level is supposedly good coming in, but you just never know the combination with the guys around him if he's ready for big minutes tomorrow. The reason I say he'd be the type of player you'd see in a match against DC is back to that shape that they play with four attacking midfielders across and two of them, Paul Areola and Luciano Acosta in the middle, very attack-minded. You'd like to have one more guy drop in and help Jeff Lorenowitz. And Rometty and Lorenowitz could be a pairing that we see at some point tomorrow. I don't know if he's ready to start, though. And Julian Gressel's been playing pretty well. So I don't know if you want to pull Gressel from the lineup just yet.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. No, 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 no. I mean, that's personal. No.
Nine.
Leave the German in there, please.
Gressel makes things happen, man. I mean, we still like him on the wing. And it gets us back to the point
but
Carl and I were talking about earlier, Jason.
Here's one
the
thing.
The side-to-side
thing.
I mean, I know.
Gressel, but
what's that?
Sorry, here's one thing about Gressel before we go.
Go ahead.
Gressel in against DC, because of those two attack-minded central midfielders, he's going to have more defensive work to do than he typically does. And that's going to be a test for him tomorrow. He has to keep up with Areola and Acosta as they two-on-one against Lorenowitz.
Carl, that's the thing about Gressel. As much as we love him on the offensive side, he is at times a defensive liability.
He is. So it's true.
But no, Jason, I'm sorry to cut you off. What I was going to say is, we were talking about this with Chris McCann yesterday. do you, I mean, is it simply a question of shooting? Or are you always looking for the perfect, or are you trying to wait for a lapse or a mistake that you can capitalize on? I think so many of us in the stands were just screaming, call me a novice, shoot the ball. Let's get the ball going towards the net.
You don't want to force shots. You don't want to take bad shots because, you know, you don't want to turn the ball over and give the other team goal kicks. You don't want to force anything. But I think Atlanta United kind of tends to the other end of the spectrum where sometimes they force the extra pass looking for the perfect chance as opposed to the really good chance. They need to find the equilibrium here. Find that middle point where you're not forcing shots, you're not taking a shot anywhere inside 30 yards, but you're also not looking for five passes in the final third to create the perfect chance.
Yeah, I agree with that. Jason Longshore, our guest analyst for our Atlanta United. As we talk to Jason, to the match guys, you'll be able to listen to right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game tomorrow, 3:30. Coverage starting at 3. All right, as we continue to move along through this season, where is this team right now? Is this team where you expected it to be? Is it a little bit ahead of where you expected it to be? Where is this squad right now in your mind, Jason, as far as the standings, but also, you know, knowing what the other competition is in this league and where we want to go?
I think they're honestly about where I expected. I think the rest of the league is maybe a little bit better than I expected this season. Atlanta's been better on the road than you would have expected coming in. At home, they've dropped some points that we did not expect. So it's kind of balanced out in that regard. But this is going to be an incredible stretch run because you have seven teams right now that can push to win the Supporters Shield, three in the East, four in the West, and they're going to push till late in the season. Generally, it becomes a two, maybe three-horse race as we get into September. I don't think that's going to be the case this year. I think this is maybe the best Major League Soccer has been in that top tier.
That's an awesome point of view because we've talked about the idea that, you know, the way we built things and the way you see the way the LAFC is building things, getting away from the way that DC United just did it with Rooney. And by the way, Joseph Martinez, Carl, 19 goals, leading all scorers. The next closest, Bradley Wright Phillips from the Red Bull with 12. So think about that. I mean, it's almost like a given. You just expect Joseph to put it in the net, you know, every time we watch this team.
He has been on an unbelievable tear. I mean, you keep expecting him to slow down and have a match here at some point that he doesn't score. He just keeps scoring goals. And he's starting to, I think, add more layers to what he's doing. And it's something Tata Martino talked about in terms of wanting to get an extra player up in the box to help him. But I think Joseph is starting to combine with his teammates a little bit more, and that's going to bring more players into the box to help him. And the one that I keep looking at that I want to see get back to his form from last year is Tito Villalba. I think Tito, as that second goal scorer, that second threat, is huge.
Jason, we'll see what happens tomorrow. We'll be listening to you and Mike Conti, the voice of our Atlanta United, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks so much for jumping on with us, man.
Appreciate it, guys.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.